There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Debbie, you're on the air of Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help you?
Hi, Doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question regarding my marriage at this point. Let me give you some background. I reconnected with an old friend on Facebook. It's a male.
Mm-hmm.
We used to work together years ago, back in the 80s at a store. We used to be co-workers, and we became close friends.
Okay.
We lost touch over the years. We both went our ways. There was never any romance. We hung out outside of work. We did things, but there was never anything like that going on. Recently, he got back in touch with me back in May. And I've been going over and seeing him. We hang out. I told my husband everything's, was cool with him. However, now I don't know if this is relevant, but I'll just let you know this part. The gentleman, Brian, is his name, has some medical issues. He's had MS. He has asthma. He beat cancer twice, so on and so forth. He has no license, so driver's license. So when I go over, I have to go to him.
Right.
I've helped him out, taking him to some doctor appointments, things like that.
Right.
So he got me some greeting cards, and the greeting cards, I would say there was about seven of them, not all at once. They came in, here and there. And out of seven of them, four are geared towards more of a romance type of thing. And the other three are more of a friendship, thank you for being there, that kind of thing. He calls me sweetheart or blue-eyed or, just little nicknames. But I've never gotten any inkling that he wants anything more. I don't feel funny around him. I don't feel threatened around him, that he wants anything more. Tell you the truth, I put the cards aside and never really gave him a thought. Put them on my kitchen table. My husband saw them, picked them up, started reading them, and he got very upset. He doesn't, he doesn't agree with this. He said, this is crossing the line. You better set him straight, which I did. Called him up and said, looking at these again, rereading them and listening to my husband's point of view, he's right. These are a couple of these are over the line. If you have any intentions of us getting any further than a friendship, we need to end this. And we need to go our way. But however, if you want to continue the friendship, I'm okay. I'm on board with this. We got it straightened out. He said he apologized. The friend Brian didn't mean to cross the line. He said he's sorry. He was just getting cards that some of the words in it, he meant, and some of them, was not towards romance. He didn't mean it like that. Anyway, I've been seeing the friend ever since. Everything's been going okay. But I still get tension from my husband. I still get, questions if I'm going over there or just looks or... he gets quiet on me, and I'm like, what's the matter? Do you not want to be friends with him? So I don't know what to do. I don't know what
right.
house to...
Right, fair enough. Let me. How long have you guys been married?
17 years.
Okay. Do you have children together?
Not together, no.
Okay. When's the last time you and your husband had a date?
Wow. I would say we went. I don't know if this is considered a date. We went to the beach last weekend together alone.
Semi.
We had
what
a
about
day
before
out of
that?
Our own.
Yeah. What about before that?
Before that, probably. I mean, we try to go out together. I would say once every other week, something like that.
Okay. Let me say a couple things to you. First of all, first question. If your husband had exactly the same relationship with a woman that you have with this dude. And you saw the same cards that he sent you, how would you feel?
I would definitely question it. I would probably feel the same that he did.
Okay. All right. So that's
what's going on here. Yeah.
Fair enough. That's number one. Number two, how much time have the three of you spent together?
He has not met Brian yet.
All right. I think... Let me suggest a couple things. I mean, first of all, you already did the first thing I would have suggested. And it was interesting when you were talking with me, even before we got to the issue of the cards, I thought, you know what, Deb, just because you don't have any designs on him doesn't mean he doesn't have any designs on you. So,
right.
and your husband already helped you look at that. You looked at that. You sent him straight on that. So that's okay. The other two things I would do is I would up the ante on the romance in your relationship, because you hear me all the time say that, you know, we get really lazy about marriages, that they're, you know, they're these big fancy, we have a big wedding and we go through the courtship and it's this big fancy thing, and then we put it in the window and we don't water it, we don't prune it, and we say, oh my goodness, it's dying. How boring is that? Weekly dates. And when I say a date, I'm not talking about a slice at the local joint and going to the movies I recommend. I think those are fine, but those are not dates. Dates are something right. that are specifically meant to be thoughtful, to make the other person feel like you care about them, that you put some thought into it. When we were dating, a part of the idea was if we were the guy, then we were trying to probably convince a woman to go to bed with us. And if we were the woman, we were trying to convince the guy that he should commit to us. And so, right. you know, it puts an extra effort in. We smell a little nicer. We dress a little nicer. We spend a little more money. We spend a little more effort. And it doesn't have to be money. It does have to be effort. So I think it's really important that the two of you launch the Debbie and Hiram dating plan for the fall, where the two of you, and you can start and say, look, you know, I want you to know that you're the guy that I care about. You're the guy I'm invested in, that Brian is a friend, and no more than that. But I think it's not only that Brian's a friend, but I need to make you feel that you're much more than a friend to me. So you need to launch that. Second is I would right. do some things with the three of you together. And that will have right. the effect of several hugely valuable things. Number one, it'll not make your husband feel quite so suspicious, because when he's around you and sees that it's really, and hopefully he will see that Brian is really a friend, not, you know, not a potential squeeze. Number two, it right. certainly makes a statement to Brian that you are not, you know, you are not even vaguely available. Number three, it means that you get to spend more time with both of them together, which means your husband's going to feel less left out. So the right, two okay. things, all right, number one, most important, up the ante, the romantic quotient in your marriage, all right? And if the two of right. you are not having an active sex life, I would put some more energy into that. But even more important, or equally important, dating life. And then do some things where maybe you bring Brian over to your house, you know, for a barbecue, or that your husband should at least meet Brian, so that we'll sort of dismiss, hopefully, some of his paranoia about it. And it also will cement right. the notion in Brian's head that you were spoken for.
Right. Okay. Great.
Okay.
Now, I did want to introduce them. I did, in fact, mention this to my husband. And I said, look, I want you to meet him. Yeah, I think you'll feel more comfortable once you do meet. What do you think the first meeting should be? Should it be a neutral place, or should I bring Brian over to my house?
You know, maybe take every, you know, I don't know. I'd ask your husband when she feels more comfortable. I might just schlep over, you know, maybe you and your husband are going someplace fun, and you drop off some groceries at Brian's house, and the two of you just do a quick meet and greet.
Okay, that's
and then
good.
You can
Excellent.
You can sort of then, you know, invite him over for, you know, for a drink
right.
or a barbecue or whatever.
Right.
But I think
right.
It,
okay,
the first can be very casual and very high. I just want the two of you to meet each other and okay.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much, Doctor.
And just really saying to your husband what would make you feel most comfortable is a great idea, because he might feel more comfortable having Brian come over to his house because it's his turf, and he can do his me Tarzan thing. It may feel that that's an invasion. So just ask your husband. The more he's involved in this, because, you know, we get suspicious, we get paranoid when we feel that we don't know what's going on. And unfortunately, paranoia may be the default position for a lot of relationships, especially if the relationship isn't as vibrant and isn't as healthy and isn't as energetic as it should be. Because, I mean, and it's a perfectly normal thing. That's what, you know, why I encourage people to say, if the same relationship was that I was being subjected to as I'm subjecting him to, how would I feel about it? And that's really the question. It doesn't mean the two of you are equal, and one of you may be a bit more paranoid than the other. But there are still things that are more suggestive or less suggestive than other things. So that's the point of this. And when in doubt, I mean, you look, in general, what you want to do is keep your relationship with somebody, all those healthy, vibrant things. And the way to do that is not wait till somebody else sort of rears their cute little head, but on an ongoing basis. You know, making somebody feel important and cherished and a significant person in your life is really important. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed, and I thought I would share with you some news. The news seems to be sort of anti-authoritarian today, which of course appeals to some, and for some are thinking, oh, it's the downfall of civilization as we know it. So you can decide. This one is really icky. A female veteran shamed for parking in veteran-only parking spot. Yeah. I mean, that's like saying that women can't smoke in public. Come on, folks, yeah. Let's get with the program.
Did you read the note that somebody left on her car?
Read the note.
The note is, let me see, let me get the...
Yeah, the note somebody left on her windshield, it said, quote, "Maybe you can't read the sign you parked in front of. This space is reserved for those who fought for America, not you. Thanks, a wounded vet."
Okay, wounded vet.
Like, how condescending. I mean, that's just, without even knowing, you know, who.
Well, he probably saw her get out of the car and saw that it was a woman.
Yeah.
And didn't bother. The other thing that drives me crazy about that is he didn't have the guts to put his name on it.
Right. Yep.
You know, if you're going to do something crappy to somebody, if you're going to be doing something insulting, at least stand up for, you know, put your face on it, put your name on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we want to do is explain to him about women in the military.
Right.
Shame. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's one that somehow seems consistent. The federal court says it's 100% legal to give cops the finger. It's not very safe. It's not very smart.
No.
It's probably going to get you in more trouble than it's worth, but it is legal.
Yeah.
You know, what's the point about being dumb
that basically means you can't be charged with a crime for doing that, right? Is that basically what it's saying?
Well, I don't. It just says it's legal. I suppose that you could be taken to court on it, and they could throw the court at. I don't think it counts as, for example, resisting arrest.
Okay.
It's freedom of speech is the point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the issue is going to be.
So
freedom of expression.
So if I'm driving on the road.
Yeah, right. I want to see.
And a cop just slides right in front of me, just cuts me off rudely.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
Which has happened,
folks. Let's be honest.
So, and if I get so angry that I just want to flip him the bird.
You flip him the bird. It's stupid. You're probably going to, he's going to find your taillight out.
But it's legal.
But it's legal. Yeah, exactly. Good luck, America.
Yeah.
All right. Here's an interesting one that I think is, again, going to be the wave of the future. A California bill would allow terminally ill to end life.
Hmm.
I mean, a hugely... controversial issue, but it turns out it's really interesting. And this is one of, you know, I suppose, participatory democracy kind of statements, which is the difference between how the legislature views America and American citizens and what Americans are willing to tolerate, and how Americans, you know, whenever there's a poll, for example, the country is overwhelmingly in favor of gay marriage. Legislature, not so much. The country has been overwhelmingly in favor of assisted suicide for at least the last 10 or 15 years, probably since Jack Kevorkian started. The legislature is not, whether you're talking about Washington, D.C. or state legislatures. So it's really interesting that, I mean, regardless of whether Democrat or Republican, that legislators are much more conservative in general than the population, which I find interesting. I mean, I don't know what representative democracy means in that particular context, because in theory they're supposed to represent us. Somehow I think that notion has disappeared from American political life, that if I elect you, that you should poll me, you should know what I think, and regardless of your own personal views, that you should represent my views or the majority of your constituents. I don't think that's part of the American political fabric any longer. I think the assumption is, if you've been elected, the people spoke, and whatever you want to do is okay. And I don't think it is okay. I don't think that was ever the point of participatory democracy. And I think it's a shame. I think the country is less vibrant. I think it's less tolerant. I think it's less flexible because of it. You guys are supposed to represent us. It's not once you're elected that you have carte blanche. But it does seem to be a concept that has disappeared from the American political landscape. And I think we're less for it. Facebook announces a way to report fake news stories and hoaxes. Good luck.
Yeah, I know. They're always going to find, those things are always going to find a way to get.
Well, and how many people have said, I saw it on Facebook. No, or I saw it online.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it was like what was the deal? wasn't last year, it might have been like 2 years ago, the reports of that, you know, Morgan Freeman had died or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, well, or like, John Lennon for, you yeah. know, years before he actually happened.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Yep.
All right, here we go. They're talking about, let's see, they're talking about taking a side. That basically, that I guess the notion is here that we've become a nation that feels that we need to weigh in on everything.
Yeah.
This story is too stupid to bother with. I'm sorry. I sort of got distracted by it. There's also one of my favorite topics in the news today about dreams. And the whole issue about dreams, you know, every time we do a program on dreams, where people, you're allowed to just sort of call in and have me look at your dreams, the idea being that there's a huge controversy within the psychological community about what the meaning of dreams. And some people think it's just they mean nothing. They have no particular psychological value or insight. At the far end, people feel that they're predictive, that somehow some people can actually see the future, and some people believe that. They think that their dreams, which consider the living daylights out of them, that they're somehow during your dream state you can jump ahead to the future, which I think is you need a pretty strong belief in ESP, I think, to buy into that.
Yeah.
I'm sort of somewhere in between. And what I encourage people to do, if they think that their dreams are predictive, because it usually scares the daylights out of them. They seldom predict, for example, winning the lottery or finding the person of your dreams. They're almost always disasters. And so what I suggest is you write them down, because there is that tendency when something happens to think, you know, that deja vu phenomenon of, oh, well, I dreamt this. And, for example, 1 year I had, when I first started out in broadcasting, I kept track of all the, I think the National Enquirer at the first of the year does predictions. They interview like 10 psychics or something and with predictions. And 1 year I kept that issue and went over it at the end of the year. And they were something like, you know, 1% accurate or something. The rest of us can do that by just guessing. So the idea about dreams are, from my point of view, they're us whispering in our own ear, which is pretty interesting. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, my little adorablenesses. All right, so what, Manny, what did you wanted to do another email here? That's what we had thought about?
I think that's a good idea.
All righty.
This is an email from Amanda in Atlanta. She says,
that's cute, Amanda in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Could be Joy in Jersey. Could be Manny in Minneapolis. There we go. All right.
Very
I'm
true.
Sorry. Yeah, here we go. Go ahead. We could go on forever on this. Go ahead.
Amanda says, Dr. Joy, I have a generic question about relationships. I've heard many people say never to marry someone unless you've lived with them. That's when you really find out who they are. However, I've heard multiple others say never to love with someone before. At the
no,
very
they're
least.
Saying they're saying never to live. That's a typo.
Okay,
yeah.
Never to live with someone before, at the very least, an engagement. Once I heard a matchmaker on TV say that moving in before that makes men become complacent. I'm not in a relationship, but this question has been in the back of my mind for some time. I wanted to know your take on this situation. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome, Amanda, already. All right, so let's go through it a little bit at a time. Can you really know somebody before you live with them? Look, you're going to find new things about somebody even if you've lived with them for a while. So I think part of it depends on your religious beliefs, on your socioeconomic status. But the more information you have about somebody before you marry them, in theory, the better off you're going to be within reason. And I'll explain to you what the reason is in a moment. So, for example, there are people who said, well, I will not live with somebody before I married them. And I said, well, are you sleeping with them? And they said, yeah. And I said, well, then what's the difference? Because there are many people who feel that sex before marriage is not okay. And so living together, I think, would be a mistake under those circumstances. And believe it or not, I actually know a couple of people who've done that. And I think it's a mistake, and I'll tell you why. That if you're sleeping in the same bed and you're committed to not having sex with each other before you marry, then you're setting up all sorts of mixed messages, to say the least. And I think those are somewhat difficult to undo once someone finally says, gobby gobby, you're married. So if you feel that sex before marriage is a mistake, or something, it doesn't even have to be a mistake, it's just something that you don't believe in, then I don't think it makes any sense to live with somebody before you marry, because you're setting up an artificial barrier, and it's very likely to impact your sex life. And from both points of view, I mean, if the other person acts seductive, does that mean that they're trying to undermine your beliefs? That one of the partners is not interested in sex, does that mean they're really not interested in sex and never will be, or they're just... So it sets up a very confusing dynamic, and sex is complicated enough without doing that. So if you are, for whatever your belief system is, feeling that you don't want to have sex before you get married, you shouldn't live with each other. If you're already having sex, then the issue is, what is the point about living together? And it may be that we need to... And you have to understand that there are people who are married who never live together, which is a different, I suppose we can look at that in a moment as well. So we've already established if you really feel that sex before marriage is not okay, you should not be living together. If you're already having sex before you get married, then does it make sense to live with somebody to get to know them a little bit better? And I would argue again that makes, it's going to be a little bit of individual difference, but it would seem to me that to a certain extent, people used to get pinned before they got engaged. Back in the dark ages, a guy would give you his letter jacket or his fraternity pin, and you were pinned. And that was just before you got engaged. So the idea was, you dated, you were exclusive, then you got pinned, then you got engaged, then you got married. To my knowledge, people don't get pinned anymore. But living together has kind of, in some ways, replaced the notion of getting pinned. As well, we'll try this and see if it works. And if so, then we'll get engaged and get married. So, and again, it's going to depend a little bit on age, on geography, on background. But I don't see any harm, particularly in that, assuming both of you are okay about it, because it gives you an opportunity to figure out things like sleep patterns, working, how both of you view weekends, how you do vacations, how you do money, which is really important. So the idea being that living together at that point would be kind of, it would be kind of marriage with training wheels. It's all right, how would it be on a day-to-day basis? And especially if it's a long-distance relationship, I think it's very important to have some sense of how it would be to actually be living with one another. Now, there have been studies that were done, especially in Scandinavia, that suggest that people who live together for more than 5 years before they marry, so this were people who actually did marry but had been living together for 5 years or more, had a less than average success rate at marriage. And the idea being, from my point of view, there was never actually an explanation given, but from my point of view, the deal is that it was coercive. At some point after 5 years, if you're living together, somebody's very likely said, fish or cut bait. And coercion doesn't hold up in the long run. So if you're going to live with somebody, I think you have to figure out why you're living with each other, what the goals are, what you're trying to learn, and how long it is. And, for example, the little matchmaker, whomever that is, saying people shouldn't live together because men will become complacent. First of all, it depends on the man. It depends how you live together. And the deal that the two of you can make is, I'm willing to live together for 6 months or you know, or a year, or whatever, with the idea being at the end of that time that we sit down and we go maybe see a therapist or not see a therapist and either get engaged or not. That, you know, I'm not willing to live together endlessly. And the notion that all men are really trying to avoid marriage and all women are trying to get someone to marry you, I think is not particularly accurate. I think that's changed a great deal. And I probably get as many calls from men who are saying she won't commit to me as I do from women saying he won't commit to me. So if the two of you are living together, I think you need to sit down and figure out what it is you're trying to ascertain. So, and very specifically, you know, how we deal with money, how we deal with sex, how we deal with cooking responsibilities. The only thing that I'm not really in favor of is you, if you have kids. Let me just sort of put that in here now. If the two of you have kids separately, then I think living together is not fair to the kids. Because if they're young kids, they're going to get... They're going to fall in love with the other parent. If they're teenagers, they're going to fall in hate with the other parent. But you're making them deal with their sex life at the same time they're having them deal with your sex life at the same time they're dealing with theirs. So I'm not in favor of cohabiting when there are adolescent kids. If you have a kid together, for heaven's sakes, either decide that we want to get married and we're going to go forward with this, or we don't. But don't. I mean, living together at that moment, I think is kind of ridiculous. That either, presumably, if you care enough to have a child with somebody and live with them, why aren't you married to at least protect the child? She said, batting her baby blue eyes. I know. The state shouldn't be involved in love. But once you, I don't care what you do as long as there aren't kids involved. Once the kids are involved, I think they need the protection of the law. And if you don't believe me, just talk to a couple of couples where they haven't been married, and one of them suggests that they're not, you know, that's not the father, or they're, I mean, it creates a mess. And I'm not saying that marriage erases all those messes, but at least gives both of you a little, it gives the sense of stability and the sense of commitment, which is important to the kid. All right, so let me just kind of review this a little bit. If you don't believe in premarital sex, if you're not comfortable about premarital sex, don't live together. If you have kids that are not jointly, don't live together. If you have a long-distance relationship for any length of time, I think it probably makes more sense for both of you to live in the same city and have separate jobs and date each other and then try living together rather than just going directly from long distance to living together. I think that puts a lot of pressure on both of you. And it almost always entails one person leaving their job and their friends and their home. And that's a lot of pressure on a relationship that really doesn't settle very well. However, if none of the above work, if basically you care about each other and you view yourself as having some potential to take the next step forward, then both of you need to talk about what it is you're trying to ascertain by living together, and it should be a list, and how long it's going to be, and how either or both of you feel about what the next step would be. All right, so did I answer all the questions? And again, that living together endlessly, again, part of it depends. If you don't want to have kids, if your parents, you know, either don't object or don't know or aren't alive or whatever, I think that it's very interesting that the impetus to marry, I think, happens really at two junctures. One is if you're thinking about having kids. The other is, believe it or not, at the end of your life, that there are an awful lot of people who cohabit and have found out, much of their chagrin, that if they're not legally married to one another, that things like medical decisions, real estate decisions, that if one partner dies and there's not a legal document in place about where the other person ends up living. So at those two junctures, when you're thinking about having kids, or as you're older, you probably want to think about the stability that a marriage actually involves. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Advice for Life, yeah, and living together. So hopefully that answered all of Amanda's questions and then some, right? All right, this is Martin Luther King's birthday, which was actually last week, was celebrated this week. And so we thought one of the things that we would talk about, which I really wanted people to call in about, which, so what, Joy? Whatever you want doesn't mean you'll get it. Oh, I love it when I talk harshly to myself. So one of the questions I just love it when I just take a very strong position and say, get over it. So one of the things I thought we'd talk about, because there's been so much controversy, we've got the first African-American president, then we had Ferguson. Then we've got a situation in New York. We've got all sorts of situations where that suggests that race relations in this country may not be exactly where we'd like them to be. So we just asked people on Facebook, where do you think race relations are? And what did we get?
We'll start with Ruth. Ruth says, I think we all need to do, we all need to work more on accepting our differences, not pretending that they don't exist.
Well, I think that may be very wise. That, although I'll tell you what I was thinking when I was waiting for you to respond on the Facebook, is won't it be, you know, I think we'll really be the point that we want to be when we really don't ask about race relations anymore.
Yeah.
Right? That we don't differentiate between that we had an African American president, and that we talk about a problem with the police that doesn't involve race. That we talk about that we have actually a woman president at some point. That we have a Latino president at some point. I think Ruth's point is well taken. It's not that we're not aware of differences, because human beings inherently are aware of differences. It's part of how we process data. But that the differences are based on things over which people have control, like their breath, their manners, their, if not intelligence, at least their way of speaking, the way that they interact with us. And because we'll always be able to be angry with somebody at something, or to say, I don't want to play with that person. But presumably it's based on things that are more relevant and over which they have some control than the packaging that they come in. All right, what else you got?
We'll go to Bruce next. Bruce says, there's a fine line for me in bringing up atrocities of the past versus moving forward. I think in general relations are much better, but we all have a long way to go.
I think that's true. And the issue about bringing up atrocities in the past is that to remind ourselves that human beings are capable of those kinds of things, to guard against them. And let me just give you a quick example. A bunch of years ago, I was asked to give a talk to the California State Patrol, which are pretty macho guys. And they wanted, I think they chose the topic, or maybe someone asked it, because I don't think I would have agreed to that topic. But somebody raised their hand, and they wanted to talk with me about incest, which is not exactly the topic that you think, oh, goody, this is going to be a lot of fun in front of a whole bunch of macho guys. And what I said was, and you can imagine, it's why I'm never going to be elected to office, that I said that the impulse to incest was understandable. That and the most common form of incest is actually is father-daughter. Second, believe it or not, is brother-sister. And the vernacular term that is, you know, the insulting term is actually the least common. So in theory, that would be the most taboo, which is maybe why it's the hyphenate. So the father-daughter is the most common form of incest. And I said that on some level, you can understand a man marrying a woman and being attracted to her for the way that she looked and the way she behaved. And so because of genetics being what they are, that having a daughter that's going to look very much like mom, except be younger and more compliant and more easier to get along with, is not going to mouth off as much. She's going to be a child rather than an adult, so is going to be much more prone to be influenced by a parent, by dad. So the impulse is understandable. You just can't act it out. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to look at your daughter and think, baby. It's just that you're going to look at your daughter and think, wow, she's a younger, prettier, easier version of her mom. That is completely understandable and not uncommon. It's the behavior, the next step that is not acceptable, that has to be reined in, that has to be disciplined, that cannot be acted out. And, of course, the problem is once you stepped over that line, stepping over a line the second time is much easier. And my point about saying that, which, as you can imagine, didn't go over all that well, is if we only look, if we assume that anybody who has a thought that even vaguely in that vicinity is a monster. We have no way of controlling that behavior, of understanding that behavior, and even offsetting that behavior. So we have to be honest about the fact that people can have impulses, thoughts, fantasies that they don't act out because they're inappropriate, because they're dangerous, because they're exploitive. But until we can accept that perfectly good, nice human beings can have those thoughts, we are completely unable to control them. So it's really important to me that people understand it's not about people who have those thoughts and people who don't have those thoughts. It's about people who have those thoughts and act out on them, and people have those thoughts and don't act out on them. And the reason they don't act out on them is they understand that it's injurious to the child, it destroys trust, it's a breaking of the marriage vows, it's a breakdown of society, it's a breakdown of morality. But if you make the distinction between people who have those thoughts and people who don't, you are lost. As you can imagine, it was not a popular stance, but I think it's a realistic stance. Because again, you don't want to make the world into people who understand, who see a difference when they look at an African American person, people who don't. Because your eyeballs are going to tell you, that person's dark skin, this person's light skin. That's not the issue. The issue is what behavior follows from that acknowledgement. And if the behavior is anger or violence or distrust or being dismissive or being disrespectful, that's the issue. But people are, in fact, going to see the difference. There's nothing wrong with understanding the difference. It's what follows from that difference. As you can imagine, I didn't get invited back. I actually think I was invited back the next year. But look, part of my point in going through the world is I'm not running for office. You know, I'm not trying to be popular. I'm trying to help people understand their own behavior so they can act better and have better lives. All right. Give me another one.
All right, one more before we hit the break here.
I guess we're going to... I mean, you're in charge of the break music, and it sounds to me... You were just funning me there, right? You know, you were just saying, okay, Joy, let's see how much you're really keeping track of things.
Maybe we should let this marinate a little bit.
Let's let it marinate.
Pick it up on the other side of the break, maybe?
Works for me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124, or on the web at drortman.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.